Carry Me by Everything Is Recorded. It was the song you just heard there. Yeah, and going back to the story that we're going to have coming up right now is about Australia's native animals. They've been put through the ringer, through this drought, and they find it very difficult to cope. And definitely koalas have been, I guess, singled out as well. We've been struggling to find water and dropping out of trees as a result. So a research program at the University of Sydney hopes to fix this and has begun to install drinking stations in Gunnedah, New South Wales. And Gunnedah's, to my surprise, is actually called the koala capital of the world. So the university is currently raising funds for these stations as a part of their annual Pave the Way campaign. And we are joined now by Dr. Valentina Mellor from the School of Life and Environmental Sciences at Sydney Uni, I should say, to find out more. Good morning, Doctor.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for joining us. Now, can you tell us exactly what it is about the drought that's making it really difficult for koalas to find these waters?
Well, koalas rely on trees for their survival. They not only get the nutrients from the leaves that they eat, but they also get the moisture. So what happens during heat waves and droughts is that the moisture in the leaves that the koalas eat they get just really, really dry. So there is not enough moisture in these leaves to make sure that the water requirements that koalas have are met. And so locals in Gunnedah started to send me photos of koalas getting into their backyards, trying to drink from dog bowls and from swimming pools and from bird baths. It was quite distressing because these animals, when they venture close to urban environments and, even in backyards, they can get attacked by pets. They can get run over by cars. So we started realizing that maybe this myth that koalas don't drink, it's not really true. In collaboration with local landowners, we decided that maybe trying to set up some drinking station could help the koalas through heat waves and droughts, and the results were really amazing.
Yeah, hopefully. I guess in what ways is this drought a little bit worse than previous ones for the koala population?
Well, this year has been especially dry, and up there the temperature in summer in near Gunnedah, they can get up to over 40 degrees. So koalas are animals that don't build nests, they don't sleep in tree hollows, they just sit in trees. So you can imagine the heat is incredible for these animals, and they just don't get any respite. I mean, if it doesn't rain and the temperature doesn't drop, they're just sitting there exposed. So that's why it's really bad for koalas in particular. It's a bit like flying foxes. Flying foxes have this problem too.
Yeah, I guess us humans wouldn't really think about it all too much because we're very lucky with our taps and plumbing and all that. But I guess we don't really give too much thought about animals and their search for water day in, day out. How did the idea for drinking stations come about for these koalas?
Well, because I kept receiving these phone calls and these emails from landowners telling me that the koalas were drinking, and they were drinking a lot, and they were sitting under sprinklers for hours just to get refreshed. And many of these animals were found dehydrated at the base of trees, and the locals took them to the vet, and a lot of these animals had to be put down because they couldn't recover. So the idea came by talking to a landowner, Robert Friend. He's an amazing man that has a lot of ideas, and he kept telling me that he thought water was one of the main problems for koalas in the area. And so because we had been working on his property for quite a few years, I've decided that maybe it was a good idea to try to install some water stations. And of course he agreed, and he jumped to the idea, and he actually designed and built the drinking stations himself. So an amazing man, really. Couldn't have done it without him.
Yeah, absolutely. Good on him. How do those drinking stations work? How has he designed them?
So he found some gravity-fed pet bowl. So imagine just a normal dog bowl that is connected to large tanks. We have tanks that are about 220 litres. We fill up these tanks. So these tanks are quite far from the tree so that they don't disturb the natural behaviour of the animals, but they're placed above the ground level so that they can, and then they have reticulations, and so they can be connected to the drinking bowls. So the water in the drinker really never runs out. So that no matter when the koalas and other animals come to the drinker, there's always water available. As long as the tank is full and it's 220 liters, so it's a lot of water there, there's water available in the bowl. And Rob just maintains these drinkers. He drives around every week and makes sure that everything is working fine, so that the koalas have water available at all times.
Yeah, it's very, very good on him. I guess that's just one person in one area, though, as well, Gunnedah. How likely is it that the drinking stations could be installed not just in Gunnedah, but Australia-wide as well?
So Rob has been working on a new design where that's going to require a bit less maintenance. So the way we started this project was that we didn't even know if koalas would actually use these drinkers. So we really started just by making water available and seeing what happens. But because it's been so successful and because we had over 1,000 visits by koalas in the past year, at these drinking stations, then we had so much interest from other landowners that care about the conservation of koalas, and they would like to install more drinkers on their property. I see this as being a way to mitigate the effect of climate change on koalas on a small scale. So on private properties, for example, there are a lot of people that care about koalas and that they are used to see koalas on their property, and they see that they're declining and they're really, really worried. And climate change is one of the reasons why koalas are declining. So we want to at least try to help them in one of the many issues that these animals have, because they have so many different threats that it's incredible. I mean, they're tough little animals, and I hope they make it.
Oh, they're very, very cute animals. And I guess it's a very simple but very practical solution as well that you guys have come up with. Just finally as well, how important are practical conservation solutions like that in Australian society, I guess in the brink of climate change and all the other things as well? How practical and important are they?
Well, that's exactly what you said. I mean, it is such a simple idea, and yet you know, the more I research in the literature and the more I find statements like koalas don't drink. And yet in a month, we were able to prove that they do drink, and they drink a lot. We see these animals drinking for up to 10 minutes at the time. I mean, it's a lot of drinking for an animal that is not supposed to drink. So these are small and simple ideas, but that they can really have an impact in terms of being a practical tool to help wildlife in one of the many issues. Again, we're not thinking that the drinkers are going to fix the disease problem, or that the drinkers are going to fix the deforestation problem, but koalas have many different threats, and climate change and heat waves and droughts are definitely one of the issues that they're faced with. So we thought that this practical solution can be something that can help them at least push through one of the many issues that they have. And it's really amazing when you listen to the locals, how many fantastic ideas are out there. These are the people that live with the animals. I live in Sydney. I don't see koalas every day. And Rob is on his property every single day, and he looks at the koalas and he sees how they behave. And he tells me, I think water is an issue. And he was right.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's amazing what you guys are doing to help. And hopefully we're able to, I guess, bring that across the country and really, really help the koalas and other animals in need of water in the face of this drought. Thank you so much, Doctor, for joining us this morning and telling us about what you guys are getting up to.
Thank you so much for having me.
That was Dr. Valentia Mella from the University of Sydney, talking to us about how innovative drinking fountains are helping dehydrated and overheated koalas in rural New South Wales in the midst of this drought. If you want to give to Dr. Mella and the koalas a helping hand, you can visit pavetheway.sydney.edu.au to make a donation. And we'll have that link up on our website in the podcast very shortly. You're on 2SCR listening to The Daily. We've got some more music coming up right after this.